Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are set to be joined by Assemblyman John Rivera. Yesterday, I had some disagreement that I voiced with him, and he has agreed to join us and will be doing so momentarily. If you remember yesterday, we talked about this, the Hyatt Regency downtown Buffalo. There was the push for unification, and we heard from them. It was around the noon hour yesterday, and we heard from employees. We also heard from elected officials who are urging people to boycott the Hyatt Regency downtown. Now, I voiced what my opinion was, and I am so happy to say that Assemblyman John Rivera has agreed to come on and give his side of things. Assemblyman, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, you spoke in front of the Hyatt. Why is unification so important in your eyes?
Well, I think, when we run into a scenario like this, where we have a young person who is working hard, literally made employee of the year one year, then when given the option and the pursuit to seek unionizing, he's then laid off. Well, that means that there are bad actors doing bad things, and anybody that's willing to do that kind of thing to their employees shouldn't receive a business, shouldn't be receiving the work that we give them. And at the end of the day, not only do I think it's un-American, I think it is, it's certainly something that the NLRB is going to weigh in on more in the future.
But if you're an employer and you have an employee that's saying, boycott my place of employment, I mean, if I did that to Odyssey, I'd be fired tomorrow.
Well, if you decided to unionize, and your employer fired you solely because you were anticipating or you were trying to unionize, that would be against the law, no matter what the employer is.
When did this push to unionize start with the Hyatt employees?
That's a question better answered by the folks there. But, I was made aware of it, in the last few months, I'd say probably in the last year.
Now, so the call that we got yesterday was to boycott the Hyatt. Do you, from experience, do you think this will bring the Doug Jamal or the people in Douglas Development to the table?
I think that right now there's been some determinations made. It's clear that the charges that were brought were something that were at least, got the attention of the NLRB because they've already issued a merit determination on what's been found, which isn't something that they do all the time, but it shows that there is something here. And, I think that for people like Douglas Jamal, if you don't, approach the situation at their wallet, they're going to continue to drag it. They're going to continue to linger, and they're going to continue to be the kind of employers that can get away with this. So, We have to stand with people that are simply looking to, improve their situations in their places of employment. And, you know, we have the right in America to unionize, and that's not something that should be denied simply because of a Douglas Jamal or, frankly, anybody else that, doesn't agree with it.
So is there, are they being denied to unionize? I mean, the union, has it formed, or it's not a union? There's no unionized employees yet at the Hyatt. That's where we stand right now?
Well, because multiple employees who attempted to unionize were laid off.
So the call is to get Douglas Jamal to the table and to unionize. And like I said, the call to boycott, you know, at a time where business downtown, there's more places leaving than coming. I mean, is that the right message to a guy that's put a lot of money into a struggling downtown Buffalo?
Well, as you can see, you know, I think Douglas Jamal is just another person in a long line of people that have come into our city, come into our region with silver bullet promises, and it's already shown to not work. You know, we've already seen, you know, what's happened at the Richardson. We've seen what's happened in other buildings. You know, people can't come to Buffalo, perceive it to be a cash cow, drain it for what it can, and then move on. And that's what I think that Douglas Jamal is doing. I think at the end of the day, there are hardworking people that deserve the right to be unionized. And just as much as the Hyatt has lasted long before, Douglas Jamal is going to last long after.
Now, Johnny D's restaurant in the hotel, you're telling people, not you, everyone, is the thing is to boycott until the union, until the unionized employees are recognized. Do you think it's sending the wrong message to Johnny D's, again, not connected to Hyatt, making sure that they're not boycotted? Again, a business downtown where we see restaurants leaving quite regularly the last year.
I would say that, you know, we can't split hairs on this. I would say that as long as, you know, people, employees, no matter what part of the building they are in the Hyatt, if as long as they are not allowed to unionize, as long as they're, you know, their rights as employees and as, you know, workers here in America are being denied, then no, people should not patronize any part of the Hyatt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you see, I mean, I know I asked this question one way, but I mean, do you see any kind of movement on this? Do you think yesterday started movement on this to where we will get management talking with the employees? Because as I understand it, there are still employees who want to unionize who are employed at the Hyatt.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that this fight was started a long time ago. And if Douglas Jamal was inclined to come to the table and to restore some of the employees that were fired simply because they were trying to unionize, if there was, you know, he's had ample time, months and months and months, to make right of wrongs, and he still hasn't. This idea of the boycott did not come overnight. It didn't come, you know, it's not a shoot from the hip approach. This has been a lot of deliberation, a lot of communication, and a lot of chances for Douglas Jamal to come to the table correctly.
Last week, I talked about downtown Buffalo and how, you know, before the pandemic, I mean, downtown Buffalo really seemed to be on the rise. People were going downtown just to go downtown. It was a beautiful thing. I'm a big fan. I want to see a hustling and bustling downtown Buffalo. I don't care if a Democrat or Republican brings it. I want to see a very successful downtown Buffalo. It does seem like since the pandemic, it's been struggling to get back to where it was in 2018, 2019. Yesterday, we learned that the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers have polled their conference in 2028. Is that conference still being held in Buffalo?
You'd have to ask them. I'm not sure.
So my question that I was asking yesterday is the boycott worth turning away potential influx of business like a conference like that would do?
I would say whenever the rights of our employees, no matter where they might work, are being denied, that's not an institution we should be supporting. That's it, point and blank. If employees are being fired simply because they want to unionize, that is not a place that people should patronize. And until we sort of hold people accountable and push them, they're not going to come to the table willingly because, you know, this goes back to, you know, the summer of 24 with everything that happened with Luke and everything else and a lot of the work that's gone on and nothing. You know, it's been over a year. And if Douglas Jamal wanted to ensure that his employees were set, were you know, their needs were being met, that they were being availed, you know, the rights that they should have, then he would have done it by now. I think that. And I also think, you know, the issues that we have in downtown Buffalo are not going to be cured by one conference in one hotel. The problems that we have in downtown Buffalo are much broader than this. So those two things are not connected the way that sort of laid it out.
Assemblyman, while I have you here, we have not talked since you announced your intention to run for state Senate. If Sean Ryan were to win, what got you to that conclusion? Why the eyeing of Sean Ryan's seat?
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely think that we're at a turning point in the region. I think that we're on the heels of, we're going to be electing one way or another a brand new mayor in the city of Buffalo. We're going to be electing a brand new supervisor in Amherst. And we're entering into a time where we need to be on our feet as much as we can. We need to move as quickly as we can. And sending somebody to the New York State Senate that already has experience in Albany only makes sense. And, you know, I've been an assembly member now, you know, on my fifth session and been able to do great things, able to bring in, you know, good results, good resources to the community. And that's something that I'm going to continue to do in the Senate.
One last downtown question. Since we were talking about hotels, the city of Buffalo is looking to take over the old Adams Mark Hotel. Do you agree with the way the city is handling that piece of property?
I would say that you know, there's going to be a new administration starting January 1st. And I think that administration is going to have to look at everything and look at every tool in front of them and every option in front of them to handle things. I think that, you know, everything having to do with that hotel, it's sad that that was our premier hotel at one point, and now it's in the state that it's in. I'm not necessarily of the belief that that's the only way we're going to fix this, but I would say that every option has to be looked at because we cannot afford to have an enormous vacant hotel there any longer. We need to do something about it.
Hey, Assemblyman John Rivera, I want to thank you for making some time for us today and hope to talk again soon in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.